It's the middle of the school day for the Owen children, but you won't find them in a classroom.
Ooh, three feathers.
Six of the seven Owen kids are at Sunnyside Beach in Washington State with their mom, Becky.
Zoe, you can make a dream catcher.
While 4-year-old Zoe and 6-year-old Joshua look for feathers, 15-year-old Hannah was dreading her next task.
I'm not gonna make dream catchers. I gotta do like boring stuff like memorize parts of the Constitution.
The Owens are being homeschooled, and this beach trip is part of today's curriculum. They're a military family. Becky Owens' husband joined the Army in 2005, and she says it made sense to homeschool her children because the family moved around so much.
Our first duty station was Germany. But even before we got there, you know, he had basic training, and then he had the other training, and so we just kept homeschooling through all of this because it gave us the flexibility we needed. Other, my kids would have had to be in and out of schools 3 times before Germany.
A decade after their stint in Germany, the 6 school-aged children are still learning at home in DuPont, Washington, near where their dad is stationed at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. 18-year-old Deborah says it's been a great experience for her.
Instead of being caught up with all the tests and all the grades and all the stuff that stresses out all of my peers, I've been able to focus on what I really care about and want to pursue.
The Owens are among what seems to be a growing trend. Homeschooling is becoming more popular among the population as a whole. And while the Department of Defense doesn't track the number of homeschoolers, a study conducted for the Army suggested military families are more likely to homeschool than civilian families are. Tom Halverson of the University of Washington College of Education says the nomadic life of military families is one of the biggest reasons they homeschool. Military kids move an average of 9 times before age 17.
That could be a very challenging and chaotic situation for kids, completely jumping into new situations, new classrooms, new students, new teachers, new surroundings. And so a homeschooling situation where students could have that consistency, I think, could be a real advantage.
Like homeschoolers in general, some military parents also want to give their children a religious education or pursue their own curriculum. But Halverson says homeschooling isn't right for everyone.
Especially for older kids, I think that's where you would start to run into a real challenge for parents, is trying to be able to devote enough time to be able to stay ahead of the kids and really provide a balanced instruction for them through some of those tougher subjects.
That's a lesson that Jen Stahl learned when she was homeschooled in the 1990s as her family traveled the world with her Navy dad. She now lives with her husband and 2 kids in Germany and belongs to a group that advocates for tougher homeschooling oversight. When we talked with her on Skype, she recalled the strong military influence of her homeschool education.
It was boot camp, basically, at home. I actually would joke with people and say, you know, the only reason I didn't enlist is because I've already done boot camp.
Even Becky Owen, an enthusiastic homeschooler, ended up putting one of her daughters in a school run by the U.S. Department of Defense in Germany. It happened when her 6-year-old was having trouble reading.
It wasn't clicking for her. She was very stubborn. She thought only dad could teach her how to read, and then dad was being deployed. And so we had her tested, and it turns out that she had visual tracking issues. And she would go every day for reading lessons or reading class.
Like the rest of the Owen children, though, Hannah eventually went back to full-time homeschooling. And Becky Owen says although every one of her children is different, the family figured out what learning style works for each of them. The Department of Defense says it neither encourages nor discourages homeschooling among military families, and it has no data to compare the academic achievement of military homeschooled children to other kids. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.